Recorded Books presents Christmas in Painted Pony Creek by Linda Lale Miller. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1. Late August, 5 miles outside Painted Pony Creek, Montana. Red and blue lights splashed against the rear window of the old car, blurred by sheets of rain. "Mommy?" chirped 5-year-old Isabel from her booster chair in the back seat. "Are we arrested?" Tessa Stafford sighed, smiling moistly, and lifted her forehead from the steering wheel. She turned her head to look back at her daughter. "No, sweetheart," she replied. "We haven't done anything wrong." Isabel, a precocious blonde child with bright blue eyes, peered through the steam-fogged windows. "Then why is there a police person out there?" Tessa widened her smile, it was an effort, and hoped her eyes didn't look as puffy and red as they felt. Not only was the car out of gas, but one of the front tires was flat. "I'm sure they've stopped to help," she answered. "Everything's okay, Buttercup." Was it, though? While she and Isabel certainly weren't on the run from the law, it was possible that her ex's stepmother had managed to trump up some kind of bogus charge against Tessa. A narcissistic demon of a woman, she wanted custody of Isabel, her only grandchild, and was willing to go to considerable lengths to win. Although no less than 3 judges had ruled against her in family court, Marjorie Laughlin was undaunted. She was wealthy, with plenty of friends in high places, and she considered Tessa unfit to raise a Laughlin. A rap sounded at the driver's side window, jolting Tessa out of the worry that was always bubbling away inside her, usually just beneath the surface of her normally calm and quiet personality. She could just make out a tall woman in a hooded poncho, peering in and making a roll-down-the-window gesture. Tessa obeyed, but a face full of rain almost made her roll it up again. "Car trouble?" the police officer shouted over the downpour. She was beautiful, with dark skin and full lips. "Yes," Tessa yelled in response. "I'm pretty sure one of my front tires is flat, and we're out of gas." Nothing like having to holler out something you were singularly ashamed of. The woman nodded, and even though Tessa couldn't exactly read the look in her brown eyes, she gave off a friendly vibe. "You and your little girl okay otherwise? I don't need to send for an ambulance or anything like that?" Tessa shook her head, then nodded and sighed inwardly, annoyed with herself for the contradiction. "We're fine," she called out. "No, we're not," Isabel protested from her perch and back. "It's scary out here, and it's cold, and I need chicken noodle soup." The officer leaned closer to the partly open window, laughing, and said, "Well now, suppose we get you someplace safe and dry and rustle up that soup." Now it was Isabel who nodded, vigorously and with resolve. "My name is Melba Summers," the woman said, raising her voice to be heard as she addressed Isabel. "I am the chief of police in Painted Pony Creek." She paused, fumbled inside her rain slicker, and revealed a gleaming brass badge. "You can trust me." Another pause, then, "Now I'm going to pull my SUV up as close behind you as I can. Once I've done that, I want you and your mama to jump right out of this car and run like the dickens for my rig. I'll be waiting on the passenger side to help you inside where it's warm, and we'll head on into town and get you fed. How does that sound?" Isabel pondered a moment, then beamed. "I can run pretty fast," she boasted. "I won a prize last year in preschool." "In that case," Chief Summers replied with a flash of a smile, "I'd better be quick about this." She shifted her gaze back to Tessa. "I guess I should have asked if this plan suits you," she said. Tessa, low on money as always, was wondering about the price of the promised soup, among other things. "The locks don't work," she said, fretting aloud. All her and Isabel's belongings, humble as they were,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?